from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
24 hours ago, we were just coming back on the air after the Pirates blew a historic game at PNC Park. Something like that had not happened since 2019. There had literally been thousands of games that had been played, and every team that led by seven or more after six innings found a way to win the game, and the Pirates went and did something that was, even for a franchise that seems to find new lows every year. Hold on, Malzie. Let me put your mic on. Sorry.
Yeah, they grabbed a shovel.
Yep.
In this game.
They've had a 10-game losing streak this year, and now they've had this as it starts to pour here in Monroeville. So after the game, Starkey writes a column about it. He talked about this on the air today. And his point was, you lose this much, you get fired if you're a manager. Even if you have paltry payrolls, even if you don't have high expectations, you just don't get more than a half decade of being the man in the manager's office when your team loses like this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely a well-written column about that. So I think that he's onto something. I think that it's going to take Derek Shelton having some kind of massive rebound here post-Labor Day for the Pirates to bring him back for another season. I think he's really, really on thin ice here. I think he'll make it through the season. But right now, this is the sportsbook hour. If I had to bet on Derek Shelton to be the manager in 2025, I would bet no. He's not going to be here. So with that in mind.
By the way, I think he knows that that's the case, because I think that explains some of his most recent post games. I think if you are a guy in the first year of a job, even after a loss as infuriating as yesterday, you might just be willing to answer questions. I think he knows. I think he feels internal pressure and knows that the things are kind of lining up at the gates to come and get him.
And I think that the O'Neill Cruz decision came from above his head.
Yeah, I would agree.
And so even though that might be a long-term decision, one that doesn't benefit this year's team that has 2025 and beyond in mind, I don't think Shelton really had much input into that. I think that is one of those things where he's told what to do, and he has to be the mouthpiece for the organization on it. Okay. So here's some managers out there. Let's go through them. I honestly want you to tell me, if I give you this guy for 2025, if you feel better about the Pirates' chances. And you can give me significantly better, slightly better, not better at all, however you want to put it.
Oh, that's like a lot of choices, like in one of those surveys. Neutral, agree, disagree.
I'm just going to start with this guy because it's fun.
Okay.
He's 67 years old. He was the one-time manager of the Pirates who was fired for Shelton. What if they brought back Clint Hurdle?
No, thanks.
So you'd feel no better about it. You'd feel worse?
No, I'd feel a little better about it, but I just...
But you just said no thanks.
Yeah, just because I said no thanks, it doesn't mean that, like, I think he would be worse than Derek Shelton. I think Derek Shelton's been very bad. I just don't feel like another go-round with Clint Hurdle.
You don't want a Clint Hurdle reboot the way that Pitt brought back Johnny Majors.
I don't need to hear him play the hits again.
Donnie, if you found out Hurdle was back and he was bringing his gum and he was going to kick ass and take names, would
shower
you
be, well, you know, all that stuff.
Would that actually get you hyped for a moment?
I'd say,
time?
Let's do it, baby.
Pony?
I don't really have the stomach for it.
Didn't think so.
I don't.
Didn't think so.
I actually think he would jump at it. I know he's quote-unquote retired,
He would love to come back.
Something tells me if he was able to say, you know,
not only did Bob pay me to go away, but now he's going to pay me to try to turn it around again.
He'd say the Bible said you can't go home again, but I'm here to prove you can.
Call me first name prodigal, last name son.
Clint Hurdle.
No thanks. I would say I would feel slightly better, but no thanks.
Donnie Kelly.
Better. I would feel better. Because I would hope.
Why is that? You've never seen him manage before. Is it because he's from Pittsburgh?
No. I mean, I think I'm willing to not hold up sacred cows that are from here just because they're from here.
Is it because you're trying to curry favor with Mount Lebanon?
No.
People? No. Who might be able to get you into expensive country clubs and do nice things for you?
No.
Okay.
So only people from.
Is it because you know that his brother-in-law is Neil Walker?
No.
Okay. Well, so then what's the reason?
I mean, everybody I talk to who's like plugged into baseball says very smart guy, like the kind of guy who should be a manager someday, has a very high baseball IQ, like very good acumen, but he's right now blocked by a guy that has shown very little acumen as a manager. So I know that there would be the stench of, well, he worked for Derek Shelton. Why would he be any better than Derek Shelton? But I think it's one of those situations where in football, the coordinator might be a better coaching prospect than the actual head coach he's working for.
Donnie?
I'm not against that one. I brought up that possibility last night. Now, here's where I think it could fall into Donnie Kelly is if they would cut the ties now or before the season comes to an end. They give him that interim title and the team actually ends on a bit of a run, because then I feel like the negative of that is the organization may feel stuck, like, oh, these guys actually responded pretty well to this. We feel like we have to make that title more permanent.
I'm more aligned with Donnie on this. I would, at this point, if that was what they did, they removed Derek Shelton and just promoted Donnie Kelly as their full-time manager. I would be very, very disappointed in that. Two things you don't want to get fooled by: September baseball, spring training baseball. If he was hired now and just had a month and they finished with a winning record, I would not want that to be enough to give him a full run here and give him multiple years and a continuation of some of the things that Shelton did.
Would it be like Bill Stewart getting the job at West Virginia?
Yeah, a little bit. He might be his own man. But I am going to associate him with Derek Shelton.
Fair enough.
One of the things I want here, my preference after watching Shelton, it happens in hockey, you hire the opposite of the last guy you had. Mm-hmm. I want somebody with some experience, and he has none. So that's working against him. I know the only way to get experience is for someone to hire you, but unfortunately, it's not a situation where the manager here is retiring because he's too old and you just, you know, promote somebody to replace him. Or a guy leaves for a better opportunity, so you're Pitt and you promote Jamie Dixon because Ben Howland's going to UCLA. You're firing a guy because of a team's collapse. That would be one of these, you know, when the sports radio caller thinks he's got one of the great takes of all time, and he said, you know what the definition of insanity is? It's doing the same thing over and over again. If you just promote Donnie Kelly, I'm thinking you're just doing the same thing. You're just keeping the same philosophy intact.
It's just truly is the definition of insanity.
So Donnie Kelly's a no for me.
You got to wash your hands of this administration.
I would not feel better.
Okay.
Terry Francona.
If Terry's healthy enough, yes, because I think there's a couple things working in his favor, none of which have to do with him being from New Brighton, and I'm serious. He has a proven track record of being able to manage a big market team with big market expectations and probably the most immense pressure anybody has ever faced in a manager's chair in Boston to finally win one, and he did. And then he went to Cleveland, where the resources are less, where they are much more analogous to what the Pirates deal with most years, and seem to get almost every time, and I'm granted here, Pony, I'm not like saying that I followed them religiously every year. Mm-hmm. But man, most years, don't you feel like you look up and Cleveland usually looks pretty good, better than the Pirates for sure? Like most years, lately.
So he was their manager for 11 years in Cleveland, longer than I thought, actually. He got hired in 2013, and he was there until last year. Mm-hmm. He had two losing seasons. Two out of the last 3 years, he had losing seasons. 76 last year, 80 the year before.
But then before, like 90... 92 wins, then he had the 80 and 82. COVID, I'll throw out. 93, 91, 102, 94, 81, 85, 92.
Went to a World Series. The guys,
I
would feel unbelievably
I'd be over the moon about
it. Oh my God, I'd be jumping for joy. I would think they're a playoff contender if they hired him.
As much as a manager, I think, is somewhat of an overrated position in baseball, you still generally have to have the horses. Obviously, there are guys who are better at it than others. He's one of them. So way over 500 during his time as that team's manager. You know what would have me just waiting for the other shoe to drop, though, is we know his health is not, like, great. Like, how mm-hmm. long would you have him for? And I also just the problem with that is I just don't think he, because of his health, probably has the starch to do it anymore.
No, I don't think so either, but maybe he gets bored. I mean, maybe it's a situation like we saw with Bruce Bochy where he's just
sitting there eating ice cream saying, I got to do something.
And here's, like, a quasi-hometown opportunity.
He'd look at it as a chance to be basically a legend in Pittsburgh if he turned it around and even got them to like an NLCS.
I mean, that's what Dusty Baker kept doing. Every time he was, all right, I'm retiring, then he'd come back and manage Washington. All right, I'm retiring, then he came back and managed Houston.
How many toothpicks do you think Dusty went through in his career?
You know, I got hung up on by Jim Rome by making a joke about him.
Oh, about Dusty?
Yeah.
Wait, Jim Rome hung up on you?
He hit me with the buzzer, the manual buzzer.
Oh, when you were like a caller to the show.
Yeah.
The manual buzzer.
He went, argh. Yep. When I was like 15, I made a joke about Dusty Baker. Something about him, about the toothpick thing. I don't remember exactly. I was pretty stoned when I made the call.
Malzy, more toothpicks, Dusty Baker or Scott Hall?
Baker.
I love that that's the kind of thing that Donnie just chimes in with. He's got to get an answer.
I think Baker, because Baker managed... You figure Baker managed how many thousands of games in his career?
I think he's the equivalent of Danny Smith with gum. I think he's going through like 30 toothpicks a game.
Scott Hall as Razor Ramon, Donnie,
would do one a night.
Flicking one toothpick very theatrically, but I think Dusty has him covered easily.
Another potential pie in the sky Pirates manager. Oh, wait, did we get Donnie's take on how he would feel about Francona?
No, you didn't. And I would walk to his house. I would let him jump on my back, and I would walk back to PNC Park if it meant that Terry Francona was the manager. Because you know what else? Chris likes bringing this up every now and then. The dude is nothing but good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
He really – but, like, also, well, crucial here. He's nothing but good vibes, but it is very obvious his players respect him.
Oh, remember what he did to Trevor Bauer? When Trevor Bauer threw the ball like into center field in Kansas City over the wall there, and he just absolutely dressed him down. He will...
Strong personalities on the Red Sox teams he managed, and they went to the mat.
But he'll put you in your place. He's not always...
He understands that dynamic. He understands how to be good cop and bad cop.
Exactly.
The situation dictates.
He's not always buddy-buddy with people.
Yeah, I love that. But Donnie's right in that... Separate from that, he presents a very positive face of your organization.
Joe Madden,
yes.
Mr. Plantar Fasciitis.
I mean, I think he's you know what? I've had to not really forgive that because it wouldn't excuse that ridiculous statement by him that was obviously designed to troll that Jung Ho Gung turned out to be a pretty bad guy, obviously.
Remember when he caught a foul ball at a game randomly a couple of years ago in the stands?
Yes.
And it was an incredible
And they made like a big deal, like, wow, what a catch by Jung Ho Gung.
Wasn't
he doing like reality TV in South Korea? Something strange was going on. Anyway, or maybe scouting. I think Madden's a good manager, dude. And again, like Francona.
Would you like him more than Francona? He's younger.
I actually would like Francona more.
Actually, he's not younger. He's 70. Holy crap. He actually looks good for 70.
Well, yeah, he's drinking wine. It's got the tannins. Very healthy in that sense.
Pompeiani's good friends with Madden. Did you know that?
I think I did, actually, yeah. I think I did. The wine, probably. That Camus.
I think everybody just goes to the Angels and dies now, ever since Mike Socha was done there. Like, they have Mike Trout, Otani. Those guys did historic things. They lost the game 9-5. I mean, that's just the story of the Angels.
Tungsten Ormo Doyle.
And he was horrible for 3 years there. I mean, he got fired in his third year, actually. Didn't even make it. Really only had one full year because the other one was the COVID year.
I forgot that he started his career there.
The guy is, yes, he was. They had a mutiny there. That's when Socha got hired. He's arrogant as all get out. He thinks he invented baseball.
Good.
But I think
those are qualities I want for the Pirates manager. What was AJ Burnett? A hard ass.
I think he could manage circles around a guy like Shelton. I would welcome Joe Madden.
So would I. You're missing something about the arrogance. The Pirates, one of their major problems is this idea that they get trampled on and disrespected. It's a real thing. Mm-hmm. That they are treated like the little brother, or the redheaded stepchild, whatever the term you want to use in Major League Baseball. You hire a guy who thinks he basically invented the game or perfected it, and that Abner Doubleday shoved that guy to the side, you automatically give yourself some street cred in the league. You do. Burnett, as wild as he could be as far as literally on the mound, he gave them tough guy street cred. He did.
Donnie, how would you feel about Madden?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys said it all. Did I care for him when he was managing other teams? No, because I think the guy is very arrogant when it comes to the game of baseball. But as a manager, I always thought he was pretty fantastic.
Although, man, it would be very funny to just think about the one you say as a manager, he's fantastic. He did almost cost the Cubs that World Series.
Sure did.
He let Aroldis chat. You want to talk about letting a guy die on the vine in a game? They were one swing away from losing that because Madden had no more bullets in the old gun.
Man, it would be hilarious if they brought Hurdle back. That would just be, that'd be like Billy Martin getting hired all those times with the Yankees. But then again, Murtaugh had a bunch of stints as Pirates manager. So it wouldn't be completely unprecedented.
All right, if I give you Donnie Kelly, Joe Madden, Terry Francona, rank them from most to least realistic.
Realistic?
Yeah, realistic slash likely.
Kelly one.
Mm-hmm. I'm really only asking you to rank.
I'm going
to
go Francona two. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Francona two, Madden three.
Francona and Charrington have history.
Is it good?
I mean, they overlapped in Boston, did they not, for a short period of time?
Yes.
So.
But I think he got, did he get fired by?
Charrington's first year as a GM there was 2013 when they won it, right?
Yes.
But he would have known Ben from Ben's time under Theo Epstein,
yep,
working as one of his lieutenants.
And I don't think it really ended on great terms there. Well, Zangrilli will be on in the Bucko minute. We can ask him then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.